Breakfast with Now TV. Have a movie marathon with over 1,000 movies on Now TV.
Good morning. Hello and welcome along. It's very cold.
It's properly frozen outside.
Yeah.
I went to open the car door this morning and it was just solidly shut.
You couldn't open it. Yeah, and I was the same. It was like...
Get the old kettle out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, pouring hot water in one of those Ziploc bags and rubbing it up and down your windscreen is actually safer for your windscreen wipers. Here's a tip, and it just takes 2 minutes, and it keeps the frozenness
off. If you think
off.
I have time to go looking for Ziploc bags in the morning and then boiling the kettle anyway,
and then gently smoothing it over the car,
like it's only warm water you pour over anyway. I'm not boiling the kettle,
but it refreezes so quickly that they say this is the best way to get rid of it and clear it for a while. Anyways, look, if you have the 5 minutes. Get in. Get your Ziploc bag ready.
If my father's generation heard us talking about Ziploc bags and rubbing it on the window.
Take it easy. And remember, gentle manoeuvres are key.
Yeah.
In so many aspects of life.
Here we go.
This is Beat.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
It is 7 a.m. Tuesday, January 21st, 2020, and it's Niall, Vinny and Trish with you for a brand new day.
Woo! And it's frostless.
Well, I wouldn't say frostless.
If
you're probably
in
inland counties and maybe slightly frosty, but I can tell you it's not like stepping out of your house into the Arctic Circle this morning.
No.
It's an improvement.
Mind you, it was only 3 degrees on the dash.
Still
warmer than one.
I actually opened the door with my kettle in my hand.
You big eaters.
I thought it was definitely going to be a two in a row.
And ready to go.
Looking around. Oh my God, there's not a twinkle.
And had you stood there waiting for the kettle to boil and everything?
No, just barely.
Okay.
While I was doing other stuff, so I stopped it and went out, opened the door.
Disappointment.
It was like somebody knocked and ran. You're just left there standing on the doorstep.
With a kettle.
Yeah. This is Beat.
Something calming to ease us into Tuesday.
Ah, yes.
It's the latest from Coldplay.
You interrupted our nail conversation.
Sorry.
Another one has flown across.
Oh no, they're popping.
Off.
Her nails are popping off.
I have a week left before payday.
This is a dangerous time for male co-hosts, I can tell you. You just hear a ping. Ping!
Literally.
Oh dear. So how many have you got? 4 and 5?
Well, 2 is gone now.
she's named them by number. By number 2.
A quick one for you. Busy thread on Reddit this week. Panic. We all live in a world of panic nowadays, where the heart starts racing very quickly over the minor things.
Yeah.
So let me get through a few of the obvious ones. We'll get out of the way first. Someone texting, can we talk?
Yeah. Don't send that message. Or are you free now? It's like, what's happening? Mm. Is there panic? Is there something wrong?
Can I call over?
Oh.
No.
Oh, who texts that?
I've had that a couple of times. Can I call around?
Well, you need to slice them out of your life.
Yeah. This has not happened to me. If it did happen to me, I'd leave the country. What causes instant panic? Sending a screenshot to the person you screenshotted. you take a screenshot of their story or something and you want to send your friend for a bit of a bitch and you send it to them instead because they're in your mind.
Yeah. I've sent messages and I've covered my back, but at the same time, yeah, you do kind of lose your life for a second.
What causes instant panic? My mother calling me by my full name. When my keys aren't in the pocket I usually put them in.
Yes.
Or your phone. I had a day last year. I walked home from work, got to the house, no key.
Oh,
I've done that.
So I had to come back to work.
No.
To try and find if the key was there. And I did. It was. I'd left it in my office. And I had to walk home again.
What if it was had just been hiding out in a different pocket? You'd be disgusted.
Yeah, I would have. being unable to find your car in a large car park.
And you just feel like you're going to be there for the rest of your life.
That happened to you?
Yes, it's happened to me numerous times. In the airport, yes, you get lost.
Do you not write it in down somewhere?
No, sometimes you're rushing for your flight and you forget to do that.
Well, actually, now last year when we were going to All Together Now, myself and Trish.
Oh.
No, it wasn't too bad because I'd say when we get out of the car, I said, drop a pin. Now of location.
Yeah, and we're getting wiser.
We are. We're in our old age. We're finally getting wiser.
How accurate is that?
It was close enough. I mean, obviously, in those kind of car parks and fields, it's still, you could be, you know, just looking around for ages. But we found it relatively quickly.
Eventually.
So that's the secret. And one more. What causes instant panic? For me, if my phone battery falls under 20%. 20 is the
20?
Yeah, that's when I start to kind of breathe a little bit more.
Do you have a setup to your phone to go into like super stamina mode and stuff? At what percentage?
I don't have it automatically set. No, I need to do it myself. If you know, turn the light down or put it in airplane mode.
Yeah. My little battery starts to go red at 15. I have it set.
I find the longer you have a phone, the quicker it'll go from 30, 20, you know, down to 10 and 5. You know,
mm-hmm. Anyway, it doesn't cause me panic, but like my number one cause of panic is the doorbell. Still,
yeah, I get that.
When somebody rings the doorbell, I feel like I'm being invaded.
I'm a bit like that even with a phone call or a text message. WhatsApp is fine.
Yeah.
But a phone call and text message, that must be serious.
And then you wait for the second doorbell. Like if they're insistent.
Well, you must be, I mean, you're in a tricky time at the moment in election time. The doorbell could ring.
Oh, forget it. I don't know. Well, I never answer the door.
But you don't have to panic though. Just be prepared.
Yeah, and I don't know why I still kind of have that panic of like, turn down the television. Is the door closed? Can they see me through the glass door? It's like, I don't know why I do that because I'm not answering the door. Like they can ring all day. I'm not opening it. Nobody, if somebody comes to my door unsolicited, you have no chance of me talking to you.
I love it. The guards came. You're in some trouble.
Yeah.
They can't break in.
They can if they need to. They can kick the door down. They're allowed. If they
warrant. Yep. Without a warrant.
Yeah. Wait, no, if they have a warrant, but they need a warrant.
Produce the warrant.
This is Beat. The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Email address is talk@beat102103.com. Okay. We've touched on this kind of thing before, dating somebody with a pet. It can go horribly. Don't be making faces.
No, I'm very open-minded.
Okay, hi Beat, please help. My dilemma is pretty weird. I started seeing a guy last month. He's really sound and normal, which has been a welcome change. We've been out a few times and it's gone very well. Over the weekend, he asked me back to his place and I was so happy. We'd been for a walk on the beach that day with his dog, so it seemed like a good end to the day. Anyway, the reason I'm writing to you is because something happened after which is still freaking me out. So we were in his room having a bit of a kiss and a cuddle, and the dog came into the room. Now, he told the dog to leave, but it seemed fairly adamant that it wanted to stay. It was scratching on the door and whining to get back in. Long story short, he let the dog back in. The dog then proceeded to get up on the bed, and the guy I'm seeing laughed and he said, "He's so cute. That's his favourite spot. He'll be asleep in minutes."
No.
He carried on as if there was nothing strange about this. The dog was at the end of the bed and he wanted me to carry on as normal.
Oh.
What the? 3 question marks. Can you please tell me I'm not going mad? I like the guy a lot, but I do not think it's okay for the dog to be on the bed when I'm staying over. What do your listeners think?
Oh, dear.
Don't need to tell you what the listeners think. Tell you what I think, though. That dog, that door would have remained closed.
Imagine if you look over and he just says, "We'll just leave him there."
He'll be asleep in a minute.
Leave him there.
In the corner there.
He probably sleeps in that bed the whole day.
Yeah, that's the problem.
His favourite spot.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where the dog sleeps.
And they went for a walk on the beach. Can you imagine the sand everywhere?
Oh, God. That's a whole other issue.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Was she aware of the dog? She must have known the dog was like, goes everywhere anyway.
But the dog came for the walk.
Yeah, but
she knows about the dog. She wasn't expecting the dog to be let into the room, though, when they were having a kiss.
Yeah.
And a cuddle.
He has the run of the place. Ah, look, there's two kinds of people. There'll be people texting in going, "Go away out of it, you don't know, you don't have a dog, my dog runs the house." Well, I don't, and I don't agree with that, and like, I wouldn't have the dog in the bed, and that'd be red card, gone, good luck to you.
Ooh, would you dump?
Ah, you can't have that. I couldn't.
Yeah, no, I'd have to say something as well. I think if I wake up and I see him there, I'd probably be like, "Look, I'm really turned off now."
Yeah.
So it's either the dog or me right now.
Yeah.
You know?
You're getting a kiss from one or the other, but not both.
That's actually it. It's like, it's me or the dog.
Yeah.
And if you don't say it to him, then you're off. Like, you have to say it to him. You have to say, "Look, I don't like the dog being on the bed." And he'll be like, "Oh, well, that's my dog. He sleeps on the bed." It's like, well, then, if the dog sleeps on the bed, I'm not sleeping on the bed. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
I know, but I do take the point that the dog goes crazy if it's not let into the room because it's so used to being in the room, so it's going to be scratching at the door, making noises, whining, you know?
If you want any kind of whining or noises in your bedroom, sir, then it's going to have to change.
Let's read some of the thoughts Noelle was on in relation to the dilemma. She should make him choose between her or the dog, and hopefully he's smart enough to kick her ass out. The dog was there first and is 100 times more loyal than she'll ever be.
That's not true now. Come on. If you want a partner, it doesn't necessarily mean because that person's a dog person and this person's not, you can't get along. You just have to respect certain areas of the house, which is the bedroom and the bed.
I'm afraid to say that if you're not a dog person and there is a dog person, I don't think that's a good thing.
Really? You don't think it can work?
No.
Stop it.
No, and I'm
not
just...
There must be people out there who have partners with pets that are necessarily not pet people.
No, if you don't like a pet, if you don't like, not necessarily dogs, but you don't want to have a dog around you all the time, at your legs, at your feet, jumping up on the couch. If that's not you, then you can't go out with a dog lover.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like if there are boundaries set, then I could possibly do it.
No, you know? Trish, if we were to marry, there'd be 12 dogs and 18 cats in the living room with us.
Okay, that's too many.
Yeah.
That's too many.
The dog was there before you. It's his place, says Annetta. Ask the guy to go to your place next time if you're not into dogs. Oh, that's a fair point, I suppose.
He might want to bring it.
Oh, gosh.
It won't work. He deserves to be, this is what you're saying, he deserves to be with someone who's a dog lover like him. That dog has been his companion when he was on his own. He's not going to push him aside for you now. Yeah. If it bothers you now, it'll only get worse. Myself and my boyfriend always had our dog in our bed until we got two more and we couldn't fit them all in.
Oh.
But they have each other now downstairs. Mm. His dog is on his own. Put up or shut up.
Wow.
It's the dog's house first, but it was her first time staying over, and if he wanted the romantic cuddles, he should have left the dog out of the bedroom. Anne says, I love cats, but no way do they sleep in my bed. The same for dogs. An animal who licks his own bum in a bed being shared by a couple? No. The girl is dead right. No way should the dog be in the bed. And Louise was on as well. She says, it does bring a whole new meaning to doggy style.
Oh,
Louise.
You're terrible, Muriel.
I don't understand.
That's okay. It's fine.
This is Beat. Beat on the street. Cool to school.
All right, it's Tuesday, which means we're out and about. Let's find out where we are. Hey, show, good morning.
Good morning, you lovely lot. We have arrived. We are in Rathangan in County Wexford this morning. Loch Gormanaboo. And we are in Isabel's house. Good morning, missus. How are you?
Great.
Good. And what age are you?
I'm 9, nearly 10.
Nearly 10. That's the important part. Get that in there. Come here to me. We've been having the chat. It's a full house this morning. And can I just say, I am so impressed with the spread of croissants, chocolate sauce, strawberries. It looks good. But there's a full house here because somebody arrived back last week. Tell me about it.
Well, my Auntie Emily and her boyfriend Bosco arrived back from Miami recently.
How cool, they live in Miami.
Yep, and I had no idea they were doing it, but Nanny Breda kept a secret for once.
Yeah, apparently this is quite impressive because Breda's not good at keeping secrets. So you were brought into Wexford Town last week and big surprise.
They came home.
Yeah.
And I was so excited.
Aww.
And I had no idea what I was doing.
So your nanny brought you into town?
Yeah, and we went to Iceland because that's where the bus stopped. But also, she wanted to get like a few things, you know, mini rolls.
Mini rolls. You have to, when the visitors are coming, you have to have the mini rolls.
Yeah, and I made her get Oreos.
And compared to me, how excited were you when you saw them get off the bus?
I was so excited. It was like amazing.
Any tears?
Definitely a lot.
Oh, because you miss her loads, don't you?
Yeah, so much.
Aw. And come here, the reason that they're home is because love is in the air.
Yeah, they're getting married.
So where were you at the weekend?
We were at a wedding fair in Kilkenny. In a hotel, and it was really cool, and they had great samples of chocolate cake.
Yes.
Biscuit cake, actually.
Chocolate biscuit cake, the very best. So they're getting married. Are you part of the wedding party?
Yes, I'm going to be co-chief bridesmaid, and my mum's going to be maid of honour.
Such important roles.
Yep.
Yeah. Exciting. I can only imagine how brilliant that wedding is going to be. Your family are mad. Right, we're going to get ready to go to school. What school are we going to this morning?
Rathangan National School.
And are they ready for us?
I don't think they know, but they'll have to be.
We're coming for them, right? We're off to eat croissants and chocolate sauce. Say goodbye to the guys back in studio.
Bye, guys.
See you.
We'll talk to you later on, guys.
Beat on the street.
So we're in County Wexford this morning. We have been out and about, cool to school. Let's find out what Shona's up to right now.
Mm.
Good morning, guys. We have arrived in school. We are in St. Anne's National School in Rathangan in Wexford. Isabel, what class are we in this morning?
We are in fourth class.
Good morning, fourth class.
Good morning.
That's what I'm talking about. Isabel, my girl, what was the best part of the morning?
Most likely the interview, because that was really fun.
Yeah, and you smashed it. You did. Right, you have got a very important question for your teacher, Mr. Codd, standing very nervously, let me tell you, beside you. Go for it. This is your moment.
Can we have no homework?
Of course.
Maximum scream levels. Okay, usually at this point we do a song. This is a first. Niall, Vinny and Trish, prepare yourselves, because this is an original song, Isabel. Tell us about it.
Well, it's in Irish, and also Mr. Codd wrote it.
Oh. Mr. Codd, you're a musical genius.
Well, I wouldn't go that far now.
It's about the history of the school.
It is. It's a brief history of St. Anne's National School here, yeah.
Go on. Right, let's go for it. 3, 2, 1, there's keyboards and everything. Take it away.
Reckons he might as well be best friends with Queen Bee after the star sent him a parcel. Now, this is from her Ivy Park range, right? But that she's literally sending to all the celebs. So Stormzy, I don't know if she's thinking
still,
of you as a bestie.
I don't know. Still, it's pretty big for Stormzy to be on her radar, you know, no matter how big he is.
It's her PR people.
Well, no, I think he's well on. It's Stormzy. Like Jay-Z and Beyonce absolutely know about Stormzy.
Well, Stormzy hasn't really made it outside the UK and Ireland. You
has
know?
He not?
No, no, he's
Jay-Z would
US.
Know who he is, though.
Like, he's trying
the,
now.
He's the biggest rap star in the UK. Jay-Z knows who Stormzy is. There's no question.
Maybe.
I think they live in a bubble.
I think so too.
Yeah. Jay-Z doesn't. I think
you don't let him like he's there. Your buddy from the
no,
other room.
I think Jay-Z, in fairness to him, knows what's going on in the music industry.
No, Jay-Z, Jay-Z.
I don't know. But he explained that the box, it came straight to his front door and it said, straight from the desk of Beyonce. Beyonce does not need to write straight from the desk of Beyonce. And she said, she ended it by going, friends forever. Again, it's her PR people.
No, hang on a second. I don't think for a second that Beyonce's PR people are sending things on their behalf to people who Beyonce and Jay-Z haven't okayed. There's a danger there of like Beyonce turning around. Why are you sending that stuff to people I don't even know? Of course they know who they're sending.
No, I think it's top 10 in the charts at the moment. Who's popular? Send it out to them. That's what you would do if you are a good PR person.
Okay.
Go on.
We stand corrected.
Oh.
We stand corrected. A number of people pointing out.
What do you mean this we?
Oh, you weren't really on the money either.
Maybe they know.
Forgot this story too, or otherwise you would have been even more assured in your delivery, and you weren't.
I didn't.
You were plucking from the air.
No, hang on a second. Ye seem to think that Jay-Z and Beyonce as well would not be particularly aware of who Stormzy is. Stormzy, who's headlined Glastonbury.
No, not yet. It's this year, isn't it? Oh no, was that last year? Is
but
that
the bulletproof
year?
Vest.
Oh, no. Okay.
Who's anyway, the rap fan here?
I don't know. You're such an urban king now. It's amazing. Anyway, people reminding us that Jay-Z was. There was talk of him appearing on Take Me Back to London, but Stormzy said no in the end because he wanted to be more authentic with somebody from the UK.
Yeah.
So there you are.
We stand corrected.
Jay-Z and Beyonce don't know who Stormzy is. Come on.
They live in a bubble.
This is Beat. My favourite story of 2020 so far, I'm about to tell you about it, because I love a bit of history. I love going to a museum. I love seeing an old ancient Egyptian mummy wherever possible. Yeah. I look, my God, like they were fantastic. They found an Egyptian mummy which was so well preserved, they can tell how he sounded.
He sounded?
Yes. This is a high priest, Nesyamun. And he lived in the 11th century BC, and his mouth and his vocal tract were so well kept that they were able to make a 3D model of it. And this is how he sounded. Get ready
My
for
My mind is blown. Let's go.
It's mine too, Trish. This is how the ancient Egyptian mummy sounded. Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yes.
That's all we got?
We just get a vowel sound. But that'll do. What do you want? So they made a vowel sound from his vocal pipe and his like his windpipe and all that kind of stuff, and they said this is how he would have sounded.
I feel like I was expecting a whole sentence like, "Hey, how you doing?"
No.
I don't know.
It is just a single vowel between A and E for now, but they say here that more will be possible within 2 years. So if you're disappointed with this, don't worry.
We'll have a full sentence.
He'll be telling us about his favourite Spice Girl in no time at all.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Have a movie marathon with over 1,000 movies on Now TV.